6.9 Fresh News Smart Talk all day. And if it sounds a little bit different, that's because I'm coming to you live in studio. And I have Kevin here with me. I'm in studio. I made it up the stairs. It was a hell of a ride getting up these stairs today. But I had my crutches and I made it upstairs. And this evening, we are going to talk about convenient love, stealing love on the side. Love of convenience. I put the flyer out and there was overwhelming response in terms of who and what is convenient love. So some people are in relationship because, you know, it's probably just better to stay in a relationship no matter how crappy it is. I almost went to say the wrong word and then let Erica, you know, I went to say the wrong thing. So a girlfriend of mine, we all went to see Music Soul Child this week, last week, and we were sitting at the table and we were lamenting about bills and the cost of living. And two of the ladies said at the table, well, I don't pay any bills.
The other lady said, well, I have battery pack and so it's a little bit different from me. And the other female and myself said, the bills are high. And everybody has their different dynamic in their relationship, right? I am very due up today. I am very due up. I looking cute. Miss Moss, Miss Hart, the last name is now Campbell, soon to be Delavaux. That last name has changed, Miss Hart. Yes, indeed. I'll show you the ring later. So we were speaking about the fact that, you know, every relationship is different. And some people may be catching eternal hell, but they stay in the relationship because it's better to keep her. It's easier to have a light bill and y'all pay half, you pay half, I pay half, you pay the mortgage, you pay half, I pay half. And so it may just be easier to be in a relationship, whether you are necessarily in love with that person or not, or you're just probably in the relationship, right? And you have your sneaky link on the side. You have the respectable marriage and you dress up on Sunday looking like the Bobbsey twins to go to mass or service. And then you go and get your head in the busted a back open with somebody else because that person feeds your need because the marriage is no longer what it is. Or you may be in a long-term relationship and you're in that long-term relationship and nothing is really going the way it should. Kevin.
Yo.
What's popping?
Yeah.
We in this. I'm almost going to say something else. We need to get a podcast where you can say big words.
I say big words.
Yes.
I'm always intoxicated when I say big words. But we straight today.
We straight today.
Yeah, man.
Kevin. You are a raw bone man for all intents and purposes, right?
I try to be.
You have to be, right?
Yeah.
You have to be. So, Kevin, I want you to tell me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there is such a thing as love for convenience or convenient love?
Well, I just call it loving for survival.
Why like, you call it loving for survival?
Because the numbers don't lie. You can't afford to live by yourself, so you're stuck where you is.
So is that not prostitution, or is that like is that just you just in it to be in it?
Well, women don't like me to use terms like prostitution. Some people let's call it doing what I have to do. Some people learn it for the kids. They have all type of other terms.
Hold on, man.
That they coin for prostitution. It Hold is on. Prostitution to me.
Hold on, the phone already lighting up. Chris, we could take a call already.
How?
The phone already bussing. Good evening, ladies and gents. I just reach.
Hello, Hart. Hello, you on for today.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome up the stairs. the day is my church day, so I was on the call early for my ride.
I am so happy that to hear your voice. How are you?
To me, you know they have a saying, fair exchange is no robbery.
I do.
Okay, yeah. I'm in a position something like that. Sneaky Winky.
You Sneaky Lincoln?
My person. She's a married person.
So. Oh Lord!
I wouldn't dare call her name.
Don't call a woman name. Yeah, don't call a woman name.
She's a married person.
Right.
So,
that's good.
And it seems to me like you said it
right.
Only because of the church, I guess, or the, not even the children, because the children are big, grown children. The children are not even home now.
The children aren't there, so...
No,
so,
but you know, the male's big hole is a big position in the church, so...
Right.
They got to make things look good with their big...
Hot,
yeah, their big couch and they...
Oh, yeah, the fallout of a divorce in the church environment will be
Can I
mess.
Say this? What's the name of the gentleman there?
His name is Kevin.
Kevin, listen to me. Those ladies there, the church ladies that I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
Some of those ladies are the better women in bed than the ones you'll find around the club.
Well,
the ladies in the church are the better ladies in bed?
Yeah.
I better find out what's happening.
I think it's more women. I don't know why men don't come to church. There's more gals in the church than anywhere else in the island.
So hold on, caller. Are you saying to me?
Hey, brother.
Yeah.
There are two Sundays in the week.
Two Sundays in the week.
I have a question.
You go in a church. You go in a church with 100-something women. You might get fine. If you find 20 men in there, you find blank.
Well, I've been a change Sunday.
Are you saying that the women of the church are the big juicers? I mean, like orange juicers?
Yeah.
Orange juicers.
I've been a change Sunday, and me and my boy, I say, welcome to the laugh. I count 4 men in front of me and about 80 gals in the same section as me.
Wow.
That's and better than being in a club.
Most of those church women?
Yes.
Most of those church women?
Single. Right.
They're lonely, you know.
Yeah.
The church women
lonely?
Their husband's home.
The husband home.
Their boyfriend awake.
Boyfriend to work.
They just there by themselves or they there with the children.
But they come to get holy.
You see how they're dressed? They don't come to change for change. It's going to change for mine.
Oh, they come to get hauled down. The caller said they come to get hauled down. That's what the caller said. Okay.
You right, though.
No, on a serious note, a lot of women, I talk to women. Just on a friendly basis.
Right.
And you could hear the loneliness in their voice. Like
Sorry.
They're dying for a conversation.
What makes you think they're lonely? How you know they're lonely? Like, what do they say? What they say? Oh, I wish I had a man to hold me. Like, what they say?
Well, you know.
They say things
you can look at single girls and be like.
I don't like to call myself saint because people say I'm trying to age myself.
Right.
But when a woman can tell you how bad she want to go watch a movie.
Right.
That's an invite to invite her to the movie.
So
when she asks you the last time she been for dinner.
She won't go to a movie. That's the type of things that they say to let you know they're lonely.
Yeah, they want to go out.
They won't get touch.
Time my business if you ain't been a movie so long unless you want me to invite you to the movie.
Ooh.
Why are you telling me that?
Right. That's
you know, you haven't been for dinner in almost a year, 2 years. Why are you telling me that? You want me to invite you for dinner?
Oh, that's what they say. Okay, I understand.
You know, it's a way to do it.
I understand.
And then they don't let them have their little grandchildren.
Right.
This is your godfather. At the time, you even know when the child christened, what church the child christened to.
Right. And they bring the little children and they say, this is your godfather. And you don't know Ben you don't know the child from Adam.
Then every Sunday, the godfather.
Oh.
So that nephew in that family.
That opening the door for you.
Yes.
Okay, understood.
And it's the church people, you know.
It's always the church people, especially them Baptists said it's blessed.
Well, let me say this in closing. The women that you meet in the club.
Yes, sir.
They mind and make up what they're going to do.
Right.
They're going to drink. They're trying to drink somebody, pork it dry.
Right.
At the end of the day, you talk about go home.
Right.
Now when that girl tell you she going to the bathroom, and minute when she go to that door, you ain't even know.
My
them girls
Lord.
In the club, they're on a game.
They're on a game, yes.
Yeah, now the ones who are in the church,
yeah.
you could swingle one or two of them.
Right.
But them girls, and then when you meet a woman in the club.
Right.
I don't know if you ever did this, brother. You meet a woman, three women in the club.
Uh-huh.
And you're there trying to buy them drinks.
Right.
You think they can ever split up to say one of them going with you and the other two going by themselves?
No.
They ain't never splitting up.
No.
You're wasting your time. I always try to tell brother.
They have more game than men.
Man, you're wasting your time with that. You can't buy it. You're only attracted to one of them, you know. But how you can look, you going to the table, buy one of them a drink.
You got
to
buy all drinks.
For the next two.
Is that a rooster here in your background?
A root?
Is that a rooster?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
was
wondering. Come from two corners down.
to come in your yard?
No, what happened is my granddaughter just take the rice and throw it to them, so now they don't leave.
Okay.
She bad pet them right in. Them people all about looking for it. You hear them?
I hear them, yes, sir.
And I like
them.
That for 5:30 in the morning. I know when it's 5:30
You know
in the
when
morning.
It's 5:30. All right, I understand.
Yeah, but I'm going to continue listening because my ride's hungry.
Okay, well, I love you for listening every Tuesday. Thank you so very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. God bless you as well. Kevin, the caller said, the women in the church are the biggest orange juicers you could find.
Agreed.
The ladies want to go on a date. They want to go for ice cream.
I always tell my guys, if they're looking for women, come to church.
Well, will
the women come to church to look for man? It's just that they don't mind there.
Chris, we have a next call. I ain't get to none of the questions yet.
They don't mind in church. They're the weak or they home or they unfortunately in jail or something.
Man, what is this?
But it's more women. I just see it Sunday, boss.
Caller, good evening. You're on.
80 women, four niggas, four men.
Caller, there it is. This talking away song with you and your guest, Ken.
Thank you.
You know, I've been listening to your show from the first time you started, right?
Yes, sir.
And the above shows.
Yes.
Were the most. Cleaner shows.
Yes.
When it comes to elaborating on situation.
Yes.
I wish you would continue in that manner.
Yes, I shall.
Thank you very kindly, Bremen Darling Ferguson.
I love you, Bremen. I appreciate you.
Love you too, man. You are a Saxon.
Always, Bremen. Thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
Okay, baby.
All right.
I love the fact that Bremen, speaks his mind and he lets us know how he feels about certain things. And I appreciate you for listening, Bremen. Thank you so much. Now, we are talking about love. Oh, I have a next caller. We ain't get to the call yet. Okay. Chris, we have another caller.
How long are you on for today?
We're supposed to be on it for 7:30. Okay, that call dropped. Let us go back to our regular schedule program. Kevin. We are talking about love for convenience.
Mm-mm.
When you say you love someone, is it, I love the person for what the person brings to the table. I love the person for how this person makes me feel. I feel complete. What is love for convenience or dating, financial dating?
Financial dating means money is involved. Like the caller said, exchange is no robbery. Conveniently loving conveniently, that will vary from person to person depending on what you're looking for.
Kevin, you just said that if there are 100 women in church, right, there are 8 men that come to church.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So with these 8 men that have come to church, These women want to be married. They want to be in a relationship.
I've seen people get forced or coerced into marriages.
And they didn't even know when they got. They don't even know when they walked down the aisle.
No.
So, Kevin, we went to a club the other night, right? And there were some women in the club, Kevin. I can't describe it, right?
Okay.
But it makes you wonder.
Mm.
A man wants a lady in the streets and a freak in the sheets. At least that's what I was told, right?
Men love balance.
They love balance. But Kevin, there are certain ways that you present yourself as a woman.
I agree.
Right? It is obvious that it was out of convenience based on their appearance, on how they were acting. But even if you say that you're in a relationship for convenience, is it not better to do it with someone than to do it alone and struggle?
Depends.
I always say
it depends because if you ask, depending on who you ask, you get a different answer.
Okay.
A lot of women, first of all, let me say this. Men okay with them looking how they looking over there in the club.
Really?
Yeah, because she ain't my girl. She can dress whatever she want to dress. We visual beings.
Right.
I love when guys don't wear no clothes. I'm not responsible for that. She is not a visual representation of me as a man.
At all.
But the minute we are together, then the rules have changed because I don't want nobody looking at my woman. So if she don't want to adhere to the rules of my camp, like, you dress modestly, you cover yourself, because you still could look beautiful and be modest.
Right.
But if you won't go to the club wearing lingerie and fishnet like this says we doing now this, then you can't be on my team.
There's no team for you to be on.
No. Okay. You just good eye candy.
And that's all it is. So would you ever marry that?
Celebrities do it, but their marriages don't last long.
Okay.
Men with sense don't do it.
Okay.
Because you don't want to be sexually objectified, but you still carry yourself in a way where you know a certain caliber of man is going to sexually objectify you.
Do you think that you could grow with love? Do you think that you could grow to love someone that you were initially with out of convenience?
Yeah. The rules of engagement has always changed when them situationships involved. Sex has changed everything.
Everything?
Everything. The rules just get break at some point. If you've been doing this sneaky linking for 4 or 5 years, you're first of all, on a genetic level, you're sleeping together unprotected.
Right.
This is scientifically proven, by the way.
Salt
when ass. A man sleeps with a woman,
yes.
Initially, the woman's body rejects the bodily fluids of that man.
Correct.
But over time, you're exchanging body fluids. The body ain't gonna resist and fight that off like that's something foreign. My body done used to your body.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
The fluid's normal because it's been occurring for a long period of time.
Right.
But the more you jump from person to person to person to person to person, body be fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting.
Okay.
I still have to say this. If you been sneaky linking for years and you suddenly stop, your body asks you why you stop.
Because
your body isn't used to that. That's a part of the program. So my advice is if you have a person you with, just say your body has grown on a genetic level to be accustomed to this person being with you.
Yes.
Your spirit, mind.
Should also.
Yes.
Okay. What do you think, Kevin, of people saying, you mentioned it as we began our monologue, that sometimes people stay with children out of convenience. You know what I find amazing, though? We see all of these happily married 15 years, happily married 20 years, but nobody wants to talk about the fact that, you know, this man scheme on you. You know this woman had a whole child and the child wasn't yours. Nobody wants to talk about what is really going on.
But that's why I don't give marital advice.
And you know something else about when our children are are huge disappointments.
I don't.
That's not a part of the marriage.
But that's what I tell people. Don't give marital advice if you won't give in the whole scoop. You could post a million trips to Dubai, but y'all in the dark. I love when people talk, but them big bunch of them throwing things at people and breaking up all the pictures on the wall in the house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Them big arguments when you're gazing out. Church people is fight, do you know?
You didn't church people is fight?
Of course. They fight probably worse than regular people. But I if you're going to give marital advice, give the for better and the for worse. Because what you're doing now is y'all have people believing in this fairy tale, and that's not what marriage really is. I met a woman the other day.
Mm-hmm.
She was married for 44 years.
44?
Yeah. Before that, the longest I've heard people been married was probably 38 years.
Mm.
And they were together from this, like, 14, 15.
Mm.
They had some outside children involved, some scheming on both sides.
The woman was scheming too?
Everybody was scheming. They just doing their thing.
Mm.
But they still stick together. He said, you know what? We were on the box side of things. We about to pass on into the next life. And I wouldn't trade this man for the world, no matter how much foolishness we've been through.
But why?
Let me say this. If you want somebody to forgive you of your garbage,
mm-hmm.
you got to be willing to forgive somebody else.
Kevin,
and
that's a big forgive, you know.
No. Because there are worse things than cheating.
What worse than that?
What you mean?
Worse than that, Kevin?
You could... So, I got some things I could say that worse than a person cheating on you, the woman. But imagine if he cheating on you, the man.
Well, some of these men are cheating on you with men, and we really just don't know, because...
Imagine if...
And some of these men have really weird actions, if you really sit down and think about it.
I agree, but it also goes down to what you value as well. Some people ain't care about people cheating. Some people okay with having a side guy because they ain't into that. They might be physically attracted to you. They okay with you having somebody else. So is it cheating then?
But Kevin, if you're not physically attracted to me, you don't think you should tell me instead of stringing me along?
It ain't stringing you along because that's a conversation you'll need to have. If you know this person ain't attracted to you,
mm-hmm.
but y'all still look good together publicly, y'all still go together publicly, y'all still go together in a lot of other ways, there are benefits because ultimately, the older I get, the more my tire can need some help getting some help.
Exactly.
You understand?
Exactly. Of course I understand.
Sex can fade out.
Exactly.
Right? And if sex is the thing that keeps your marriage together, ultimately, your marriage doomed. Because if you take sex to the equation...
Then what do you have?
All right then. Which is why I'm saying there are worse things than sex. It depends on what you value.
What about if you're emotionally attached to someone, as from a male perspective, right? I know that you've been on the show before and you spoke about the connection with your wife. But what if you are emotionally and it's for convenience? This is your... Every marriage is different, Kevin.
You're right.
A marriage may be based on sex. A marriage may be based on commitment. A marriage may be based on, like, I stuck with you because anybody else want me.
Your marriage shouldn't be based on that.
You know?
I agree with you, but
that's
your marriage shouldn't be based on because nobody else want me. You shouldn't be married.
I just could stay and with then, this man because ain't nobody else out here on my run.
Like I said, it depends on what you value. Me personally, I don't believe sex should be a pillar, the most important thing in your relationship because sex... And the physical attributes of things fit.
Hold on, Kevin. I need you to focus now.
Mm-hmm.
Sex shouldn't be...
Number one?
Sex shouldn't be number one?
Why is it number one?
Are we talking about number one in terms of stages of the relationship? Like if you... Like
no,
when
you're
20 no, as
or in
like
the reason person. The reason why you're all together in this marriage right now is because mm-hmm. you all have great sex. That make any sense?
No.
So why are you getting married for that? I feel like church people just do that. I talk with the church so much. But I just had a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
They get married after being together for only 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
It was first hanging out a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 months later, they married.
They just pop up married.
Yeah. So I was like, boy, you all might as well just juice and get it out of the way. And then you know, get to genuinely know each other and see how it goes after that. But now you all bring the government in it. You all married. And you don't even know if you like this person for true.
This text says, I love him, but I'm not in love with him. We've just built a life together, and now I don't know how to leave.
So what you is billing for? You just is putting down foundation for foundation's sake?
She says, I love him, but I'm not in love with him.
Look, I understand what she's saying. And you can grow to be in love with him. You just got to be willing to do the work. Mm-hmm. Just like how you trying to storm your way out, mm-hmm. you storm your way to try and making this thing work as best as you can. Because what's the sense on putting down a foundation for a house if you don't plan on finishing the house or living there? You just carrying around digging up land and putting down a foundation, you gonna build somebody else? That makes no sense.
This text says, she was there when I had nothing. I feel like I owe her even if I'm not happy.
That sounds like trauma bonding, which is...
That sounds like trauma bonding for real.
Like, she was there, oh my God, break her the baby violin. Let me hear the sob story. Men just do that. This date women out of pity. She's there at my lowest when I ain't had nothing. Oh God.
But do you think they still scheme, though?
Of course. Cheating, let me tell you what it is. Cheating is the national sport of the Bahamas, play. Mm-hmm. It's secondary to cricket. It's sailing now. Mm-hmm. It was cricket. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I believe it's porking.
Porking.
Because I grew up running from people and getting boys with tennis ball.
Right.
But, you know, cheating right neck to neck with porking.
But do you, Nassau is too small to not know.
Nassau ain't the only place, and everybody is cheating.
Everybody cheating?
Whether it's visually, mentally, or physically, everybody cheats.
Kevin, are you saying to me that every man cheats?
Men are visual beings. I'm not saying, let me put it like this. Mm-hmm. There are some men that are more disciplined than others. We could look at some candy, but that doesn't mean we could go there and try and taste the candy.
What prevents a man from cheating?
Self-discipline.
Because nothing can keep a man unless he wants to be kept, my friend.
Nothing unless, because in the end, it's gender-based.
I mean, I don't think women cheat.
Oh, that's what it is.
I mean, that's...
I have some women out here, they wasting sharks.
Boy,
they got to know is you have some blood. You see my wedding band on my hand?
Do you think the wedding band attracts more women than it
does? Of course. This is a bad signal. This means, this is an example of stability, finances, and good character. All the things that women love in a man.
So hold on, Kevin. They see you with the ring and they'll still try to chat?
Of course. Of course. They see a ring, they see, or she chose a good one. Mm-hmm. I can't find a good one. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's crazy. Women ain't want nobody cheating on them, but they okay with being a side gal.
Diabolical.
That's crazy, you know. What you telling me is you went to sharing a man as long as he ain't your main man.
But if he's my main man, I'm not going to share.
Right.
Diabolical.
That's what it is.
This text says, I'm scared to start over. I'm in my 40s, so I stay quietly miserable.
You're doing yourself a disservice. Quietly miserable? You aren't quietly miserable. Somebody know you miserable because you're talking to somebody. And me personally, you can't love nobody else unless you love yourself.
Absolutely.
And if you're suffering in silence, then you can't have nobody else. You can't make nobody else happy if you're suffering.
This text says, we've been together 10 years. It's routine, not romance.
It's routine, not romance.
Yeah, because like sometimes, Kevin... Okay, you walk through the door. Hey, Kevin, how was your day? You want something to eat? She take up your food.
You know what?
She wearing the same big duster. No.
Some dusters, I just burn them. You know, big duster. You leave them at your mouth. Don't bring no duster around, you know. Dusters get you in the dust.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
turn the dust.
Mm-hmm.
But them big bandiers, you need them.
No.
See, y'all got to put in the effort. Y'all got to. And see, you know what it is, too? A lot of people don't like each other no more. We skip
the court
first game love, then came marriage, then come. We skip all the steps. I've been singing these things from primary school.
Mm,
you don't even like this person. Like, you ain't, you were so hard to get married. I know people love these timelines. Well, in 2 years, we better be living together with a picket fence and a dog.
Yeah, because Kevin, you gotta just waste my time.
See, that's the problem. Y'all want a microwave relationship. You like 100 years
old. Should be.
Until you get to know that person. What is the rush?
But Kevin, you'll never fully know a person.
Tell me, what is the rush?
I don't want to put in my dentures by myself. That's what the rush is. You don't think
that's a valid reason to listen to me.
I mean, but Kevin, you don't think people want to be with somebody?
You are with somebody as a boyfriend, as a girlfriend, as a spouse, not even as a boyfriend, as a girlfriend, as a friend.
As a friend.
We don't even have friendships.
No.
Genuine friendships.
No.
I don't like my wife today. We have big row.
Mm-hmm.
I mightn't feel like we in love today because everything is seasonal. But I go always like, oh, that's my road dog. My best friend and my worst enemy in one place.
One person.
Your mommy don't make you mad? Well.
I mean, she used to.
All right then. But she's still going to always be a mommy.
She always.
Now, the difference in the marriage now these days, please make you mad. Oh, I feel like we're in love no more.
But I think that love is an emotion. It's a feeling.
And no, it's not.
Feelings are fleeting. You have to make a conscious effort.
If you look at love from an emotional standpoint, it will always be a feeling. But love is actually a vocabulary word too.
It's a verb.
Yeah. You got to put in some work.
You have to put in the work.
You gotta put in some serious work to maintain that love. And you cannot just say, I love you, and leave it at that. You got to put some signs around and do some things to make it work.
You have to fertilize the situation.
Yeah.
All right. We need to take a break. We need to take a break. And ladies and gents, we are talking about love or the convenience of love. Are loving conveniently. You're listening to Guardian Radio 96.9 Fresh News Smart Talk all day. Kenny's Corner. Call us at 323-6232 or 325-4316. We are here to take your calls.
From the very first time I placed my eyes on you, girl, my heart says follow
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Yeah. past my way, I'm tempted to touch. Oh, baby, the dress you wear, your perfume, keep me warm too much. Now I can't help thinking of you.
Of all the lonely nights you put me through.
I love when Chris is my engineer. Chris makes my music sound so good. Can I just tell you that, Chris, whatever young lady you meet, you have to bring her for me to see. It can't be no convenience because you are my good son, who was well proven. You know, Chris makes sure that my music is ready. I send my flyer. I say, Chris, what you think? Chris say, yeah, sure. I'll have the music sent and ready for you when you get in the studio. And, or even because I've been doing it for Zoom for quite some time, Chris has my music ready. And I like music. You know, when my mom was around, man, we had music. Of course, I still play it now. And I'm trying to teach my daughter to do the Hully Gully. So
the what?
Yeah, man, the Hully Gully, so old people dance, you know? It's like, where them fans at? It's good fun. It's good fun. So we are here on Kenny's Corner, another sexy Tuesday. It's balmy outside. It's a very, very good opportunity for you to throw your leg on that person. Have a good night. You know, get some popcorn, and maybe this time, you know, put a little drizzle of syrup. Or do something different. Some caramelized popcorn. Do it different.
Wow.
Do it different, Kevin. A little bottle of wine. You know, something. But let me get through these texts because my texters are saying I'm only checking for the callers. But the callers called right away and y'all text is coming slow. I think there's a problem with the internet today.
Yeah.
You've been having a problem too, Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So please forgive me, texters, but I will read them. It's easier to fake it than explain why I'm leaving. Okay?
No, it's not.
I stayed because I didn't think I'd find better. Now I'm wondering if I even tried. This text says, he's a good man, not my man. This text reads, we're roommates with a shared bank account, not lovers. I know where to seek my love and where to seek my good time. You see, I stayed because this... Oh, wait. Okay. You see, I stayed because this blankety-blank cheated. And he didn't cheat once. He cheated twice. And he brought home two illegitimate children in my marriage. And so I stayed. You see, he makes the bulk of the money. And I was not going to cry in a Honda. I would much rather prefer to cry in my Mercedes-Benz than to cry in a Honda. And so I stayed. And so I don't have a problem with just being a roommate. I still share his bank account.
Boy, I wish, Urko, Kenny noise make plenty noise, right? Like, I just get loud. That right, dog?
Kevin.
If I could tell you what I would tell you right
but
now.
But Kevin, I can be real with you. Kevin, I can be real with you, right? I can be real with you, Kevin.
Boy, all the way.
Kevin, I can be real with you.
Uh-huh.
You heard what she said?
I hear what she said.
He brought home two children in her marriage.
Yeah, but she loved money more.
Well?
If you could dig your grave, just listen. If you want to leave, leave. But don't try this man cheat on me, leave. Yeah, let me tell you something. He could bring some more. And you could stay right there crying in that Rolls Royce.
She said Mercedes.
All right. Either way, you could bring some more children. Hell, he might move the galley and the churn inside the house and kick you out. Now you don't got no churn.
This text reads, send the call-in number. The call-in number is 323-6232 or 325-4316. Again, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. Those are the numbers to call in. This text reads, if I had the money, I would have left along. Did you hear what she texts back? If I had money, I would have left a long time ago. Kevin, you were right. Kevin, you were right. Kevin, you were right.
And he can bring some margarine.
Kevin, I wouldn't want. You think they still
do? He can bring some margarine. And she's laying on her back like a starfish. And she is giving up. You know why? Because she loves money more than she loves herself.
Mm. The caller hung up. Okay. This text reads,
She says, I'm safe, but I want to be chosen, not settled for. My wife, I think, settled for me. Kevin and you spoke about the ladies in the church. My wife is sanctified, so holy, so worldly. I didn't know who I really married. And because I'm an old-time married person, I stayed. But I don't think she ever loved me. It was safe. But I want to be chosen and not settled for. We are 24 years in now, and so it's too far gone. And just like Kevin said, I do look around, but I've never cheated on my wife. But I don't think that she chose me first.
Well, you're all too old to be dancing around the conversation. After 24 years? I'm telling you whatever I want to tell you. You ain't going nowhere except to the grave after 24 years.
24 years?
And you can't have a conversation like, listen, this is how I feel.
But Kevin, the man, say he feel like the woman.
So you comfortable telling me an ex? Well, that's why we have the barbershop, because these conversations pop up among guys all the time.
But I go to the barbershop too. I just want you to
these,
know.
These are the conversations we have.
Hold on, I have a text. Don't keep talking, Kevin.
But I'm just saying, after 24 years, you should be able to tell your woman how you feel. And if you choose not to tell her how you feel, then you got to suffer in silence, bro.
This text reads, so then leave. Who cares how many years? Too dumb after 24 years. I agree. Okay, this text reads, I'm convenient because I don't ask for much. I've never asked for much, but I know exactly what he's doing, but I don't ask for much. I want a roof over my head, and I want somewhere for my child to lay. You see, it's different when you have to sleep on the floor. You don't really know what it is. You don't speak from a place where everybody else speaks from. You speak from a place of privilege, and I don't think that you understand.
Let me tell you something. I used to sleep in my car as a prison officer by Montague Beach and go to work like everything.
Before, you did say that.
I always say that because it's the truth.
We have a caller.
I ain't speaking from a place of privilege.
I wonder if it was meaning me.
No.
Because you can't mean me, because I'm a whole divorced person. I mean, were you speaking to me?
No, but...
Text me back. Let me know.
Listen, if you want better, do better.
Okay.
Don't use money as a crutch or children as an excuse. You cannot pour from an empty cup. And you can't love nobody if you can't love yourself.
I fully agree. Do we have a caller on the line, Chris?
Everybody afraid to start over, man.
And for my rhythm band family, I hope you're ready for Rollville. It's going to be a fantastic ride. Are you ready, Chris? Good evening, caller. You are on.
Hi, Annie.
Hi. Caller, can you turn your radio down?
Can you report, what'd you say, porn on the popcorn?
You
in Rollville?
Yeah.
Okay, just ask it. But people are too busy settling for crap.
Yes.
And it's an excuse. It's a freaking dead-ass excuse to stay with somebody.
Yes. Yes, caller, it is. It is a bad excuse to stay with somebody. You are absolutely right. What else is that? Was that your only comment?
No, that ain't my only comment. People are using too many excuses to stay in these relationships.
All I don't understand excuses.
I have 24 years. Right. I remember a couple had 50 years in their marriage.
Yes.
And they were going through a divorce because they no longer suited the purpose. And each other's life. And so if they could start over, why people can't start over? We do busy wanting. And what we need to follow is God and happiness. How about that?
I
call you back.
You, okay, all right.
You comment on that, and I call you when you say some more things.
Okay,
people vexing me.
Okay, not a problem. Caller, I appreciate you. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Let me read this text. Yes, Ken Danique. I'm speaking to you. You are speaking from a place of privilege.
Wow.
I'm speaking from a place of privilege.
See, I think you know this. You have your makeup and you look doll up today, you see?
Texter. Let me... Hold on, cousin. Let me...
Cheerfully.
Let me give you some information on Kenny's Corner. let me tell you. I'm not speaking from a place of privilege, I don't think. My parents worked very, very hard to send both my brother and I to private school, and I got a good quality of education 5 degrees later. But I'm not speaking from a place of privilege. Mm-hmm. I'm still in a situation where I don't have a listen to me very carefully. I'm a divorced woman, and I happen to have found a man, and I mean like a man that sees me, and this man loves me and accepts me as I am, and he understands that I come as a package, right? And I'm not speaking from a place of privilege. Everybody, I am not speaking from a place of privilege. There have been some very, very dark days. You could meet me outside at the Guardian so I can tell you about them, but friend, this is not a place of privilege.
I think
this is not a place of privilege. She responded, and she says, I'm speaking from a place of love. I know what it is that I'm saying. I'm saying you're speaking from a place of privilege because not everybody has the same economic background. Nobody has the same type of love. You don't necessarily find love twice. I didn't find love the first time.
I think what it is people need to look at life like an onion. There are layers to people that you ain't gonna see everything within the first 30 seconds on a TikTok or WhatsApp. Right now, that conversation probably you're in a hard left because it's coming through the phone. But she never probably talked to you face to face in her life.
But she says, I'm coming from a place of privilege. I'm not coming from a place of privilege.
Well, I say this, that she don't know you and you don't know her. And so that's where the conversations usually get misconstrued.
But Kevin, I think if more women, can I say this to you?
Mm-hmm.
I must say this to the entire Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I think if more women have more things in common than they actually would tend to not believe.
I think a lot of us have, our stories are so
they are so similar.
Let me say this. If I go to Sanville Primary,
mm-hmm.
2-1, I hear in D.W. Davis, I hear in the second grade 1,
mm-hmm.
usually it'll be my friends in grade 12. We usually live in the same community, Centerville, no running water, playing the same basketball court. So from 9 to 3, we've seen each other. After school, we've seen each other.
Kevin.
Our story is, although after high school, life may take us to different parts of the world, we have more in common as a people than we believe. And I don't understand for the life of me how we gather assumptions, not rooted in factual things,
no,
but just on, you scroll on your phone, I see one picture, I see one video, or, you know, Kenny, mommy, I still shout out, just women everywhere. She got it made in the shit.
No.
It don't work that way.
No. Kevin, and the thing about it is, right, because of the nature of what I do, people only see the fact that I host. But I don't only host. I write. I write speeches. I project manage. Like
they don't see the work that's required of you.
And they don't see the time and the energy.
They see the finished product.
They see the finished product. That nobody realizes.
There's no journeyman.
No.
With you when you're doing your pitches or the countless nights where you have insomnia because you ain't sleeping. Or are you suffering a bit?
And I think, and again, I think the sleeping was because the sleeping comes from me dressing my mom to go in the casket. And I really, because you know, Kevin, that's a whole process. You know, they cut you from your neck, like they cut you like a Y.
Yeah, I know.
And so it's a whole process, Kevin.
But I'm saying is people only see the end result of things.
Yeah, but it's more to it than that. But to my texter, I'm not speaking from a place of privilege.
No.
I may be speaking from a place of educational privilege, but even the educational privilege didn't come with like a one-on. I was very rambunctious in my younger life, right? Worse than I am now. And
no, I still remember.
Yeah, I went to St. Augustine. After Xavier's, I went to St. Augustine's. I got kicked out of SAC. I went to St. John's. Arlene Nash Ferguson had me in the office for a full year, and I had to read the dictionary. I had to that is how I formulated my vocabulary, and I was able to go off to university, and I got to where I am because of Arlene Nash Ferguson.
Mm-mm.
But that is the privilege educational privilege that I think that I have. Everybody, not everybody is raised the same way.
Agreed.
Not everybody is saying you have to make a conscious effort to want different.
Yeah, especially if you are conscious of your circumstance. And I to tie it back into the marriage, if you want better, you got to work for it.
You have to.
If you're not leaving, you got to make it work.
You have to. This is a text that's coming in. Okay, let me ask Chris. Chris, you can stay till 8 o'clock or we have to come off at 7:30? Chris is going to give us till 7:45. Okay, so this is another text that has come in. He doesn't hurt me, but he doesn't move me either. Sex is like very, I guess this is rudimentary because it's not spelled right. Sex is very rudimentary. It's out of obligation. He wants to have sex 3 times a week, so I have sex 3 times a week. But we are not in love. I'm with a man for convenience. And no, we are not married. We are just long-time life partners. We have 4 children together, 1 pair of twins, and 2 singletons. So, of course, it is what it is. I'm not saying that I will never be moved. I know that if something should happen to him, his insurance is paid. I am taking care. It has never come up in our conversation, and we've been together quite some time.
So but is it in a will or a trust or?
I don't know.
Life insurance policy or what?
It seems so. Let me finish reading with the rest
she
of.
She better speak because if she's a girlfriend, she just gets.
She said a long time life partner.
In a government recognized term. In the obituary, you can be the special friend.
Special friend. Let me read the rest of what she says. Kenny, I want you to understand, every woman, whether they are admitting it or not, wants to either be held, loved, in a relationship, or married. I'm not saying that I'm opposed to marriage, but the conversation of marriage has never come up. Let me read this next text.
It'll never come up.
It'll never, because she didn't bring it up, or she ain't pushing the issue.
It'll never come up because she done giving them everything she had to give for the marriage.
Okay.
They got 10 children in the ghetto. They've been together for 5 years. They live in the ghetto. They have joint accounts, paying bills. They come in law marriage.
Okay.
That ain't nothing. You still could be a special friend and a obituary, baby.
Let me read this next text. Our love has expired. We're just too polite to admit it. That's one text.
Wow.
Then this next text reads, convenience is comforting until it turns to quiet resentment. I used to look at my friends that got married. This one friend in particular that gloats and says, my husband, my husband, my husband, my husband. But recently we were in a group text. There was a conversation between her and the same my husband, my husband, my husband, my husband. And she sent a conversation that they were having between themselves, and it's clear that it's not my husband, my husband that she portrays. It's my husband, my husband, because she's presenting an image for us.
I think that naturally,
yes,
negativity will always be the I knew it. I knew this was some garbage.
You know, this was bogus.
Yeah, I know this was a facade.
Right.
I push him back against that. Because there are some people who have genuinely, that I know personally,
mm-hmm.
been together for years where no foolishness happened. They genuinely love each other.
Okay.
You know what the problem is? More people who genuinely found the keys to success,
mm-hmm.
and I can give you one of them. Keep social media out of your relationship. You have a very good relationship.
You mean block the person from your social media
don't put your business out there for people having of it. If you don't put your business out there, anybody got no opinion on it.
What that mean, Kevin? So Kevin, if me and you go out tonight, I shouldn't post us?
Y'all ain't no secret, but right. Y'all live a private life.
Okay.
Everybody know y'all together, but that's it. They ain't know y'all happy. They ain't know y'all sad. Y'all just pop up one day, she pregnant, children come, they drive past and hop in the final door, live in this big house. Like, it ain't their business to know that.
Let me read this next text. I don't want to die wondering what love really felt like. Jesus. don't want to die wondering what love really felt like. That's a big one.
So many different conversations could come out of that.
Let me read this next text. This has to be a Junkanoo person that's listening. Can he please stop talking about love and find out what in the world the JCNP is going to do? Be ready to run this music. This is not the show for that tonight.
Run it.
Wrong show. We can deal with that another time, okay? I can't, listen, I don't want to talk but no Junkanoo tonight. We will talk about that, but it's not tonight. Kevin, let's go back to that text. I don't want to die wondering what love really felt like.
Let me tell you something.
Tell me.
Ain't everybody destined to be married?
You don't think so?
No. Just like ain't everybody could be a lawyer, ain't everybody could be a doctor, ain't everybody could finish school.
I like the marriage thing, though.
Listen to me. Everybody loved this idea of this fictitious fairy tale.
No, I just think that for me, I don't want to be in a situation where, like, I have a daughter. I have a girl child, and I don't want my daughter to see like this. I with this man, and like, well, mommy, this man ain't commit to you. Like, what type of psych that is?
No, but it's not. A woman's job is not to give ultimatums.
No, I have no ultimatum. It ain't no ultimatum. You ain't gonna jump up and down on me, Kevin.
No, but it's not your place to demand marriage.
I am not saying that we should, but Kevin, you should have a standard, Kevin.
You need to make better choices.
Kevin, these girls ain't making no better choices. Stop it.
That's why we have what we have.
Okay, but at the same
time, she's saying
look what advice they taking. Look, just look at these. Some of these girls are giving advice.
But that's what I'm saying. I said I push back against it. We need more people who have had successful marriages, healthy marriages, marriages that have withstanded the test of time, some marriages that been through something. Because there's some marriages where everybody is cheating. They just pack a bag of Cheetos.
Let me read this text. This text says, she just wants to know your business. She's looking at your outside beauty and don't understand how and why you look this beautiful.
I agree. I think she just won your life. She envious and was waiting. She was waiting to see some cracks in the armor. And she's saying, finally, I knew it. I knew this wasn't just too...
But Kevin, I can be real.
There are some people that want your life.
Kevin, I could be real with you. Like, there was a point, right? Because I'm Catholic and I don't necessarily believe in divorce. And so I would go to church and I'm in the 830 choir, or I used to be in the 830 choir until Carl tell me he don't want me in the choir because the choir clearly belonged to him. Right? But you can't keep me out of the choir because I's a Catholic, and if I feel like singing, I can sing in the choir and you can't move me.
I got you.
So when I would go to church and I would my mother always said, Kenra, take a night of church. Mommy was strong with that. And then I had a dress. She still have a dress for every Sunday. I would go to church, Kevin, and I would feel so shame because I would sit there and I'd like, these people who with their husband, I know these man's coming, you know, and I know these chicks out here running this road. But they stayed, Kevin, right? And then after I got divorced, like, people would say, well, child, you and him still together because child, I know. And like, they would say things, and so I would feel a particular type of way, right? And it used to be embarrassing until I said, you know something? I feel like I'm okay with this. Like, who are you to question me? Like, you living a whole lie.
Once you come into the point of, first of all, it takes a level of maturity.
It does.
To understand that you can't believe it.
Exactly.
And the only difference between me and you is my skeleton's out in the open.
Exactly.
And your closet's still closed.
But Kevin, the thing about it is, right, all women want the same thing. I want my daughter to have a good life. I want to take her this place, take her the next. I want her to be cultured.
At what cost, though?
But Kevin, the hustle never ends.
But that's what I'm saying. Some women settle and sacrifice their happiness for their children.
Well, I'm sacrificing my happiness for Anai, because Anai is going to get to an age where she's going to leave from underneath my roof and go about her business. I need somebody to help me put my dentures in, Kevin.
I agree, which is why I tell women, contrary to popular belief, I don't hate women. I think that you cannot pour from an empty cup.
You can't.
It's that simple, bro. You can't.
The text says, this text, of energy. This text says, I'm ready to drive there now. If you don't want to die without having loved, then first love yourself and go from there. You can't look for love. Love finds you.
It isn't a woman's job to be looking for nothing.
No.
You're going to cut this. It's garbage.
It's garbage. And
it's
then
garbage.
This next part reads, some people ain't getting married, and that's okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, it ain't no case if you don't get married.
But
Ain't everybody called to marriage.
Everybody isn't, but Kevin, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I like that. I like being
Well, you're in the thick of it right now, so I ain't speaking to you. If you all said who have aspirations to get married, like, a man's job is to seek you and find you. Your job as the woman is to prepare. You should be a wife before he finds you. Because the only thing he coming to find when he find you is favor from the Lord. And that's biblical.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
He like, that findeth a wife findeth a good thing.
And attains favor.
Okay.
The Lord.
This text says, preach, Kevin.
It's the truth. You find you out there on a quest looking for a man, and you ain't getting yourself ready for what you're looking for. Mm. So you hunting all the while. You supposed to be learning how to dress modestly, learning how to. A lot of these guys can't cook. Sorry, but
they can't cook.
No, not boil water, fry an egg, make breakfast. Like, which is why I always go back to. People in healthy relationships need to be given marital advice. If you ain't been through nothing, if you ain't in a healthy relationship, you don't need a smartphone to be posting around, because there's more to marriage than going to Dubai.
Exactly.
And going on a balcony, if you all know what I mean. Going on a cruise is more to marriage than the lovey-dovey part of it.
Because what happened, right, Kevin? What happens, Kevin, when, okay... Kevin come home, wife come home. Kevin, the child's school fee have to pay. We have health insurance to pay. And the mortgage could be short with a little $300. You got to figure that out.
You better figure it out, because somebody ain't got the money to pay.
But
them bills don't stop.
But Kevin, nobody talks about the real side of marriage.
And that's why I'm saying more healthy marriages are need to be spotlighted. And furthermore, people need to... having these fictitious expectations of what marriage entails. A lot of women say, well, my daddy used to pay all the bills. Your job as a child, let me tell you something, you are a product of that marriage, but you'll never know the true ins and outs of that marriage. You don't know that your daddy go on to your wife, his wife, your mommy, and that pillow talk, she slide him that 50 to put on a light and he put it in his pocket. And you see your daddy pay the bill. But you won't know where your daddy get the money from. The money will come right from mommy. But you ain't married to none of them because that ain't your business. You's a product of the marriage. You ain't married. So I tell you this. When you get married and the reality of doing life with somebody truly sets in, your whole perspective on what is required of marriage will change.
Let me get through these texts so I could go home and put my leg on my mat and have some popcorn, okay? Because that's my thing. These last four texts reads, he checks every box except the one that makes my heart race. This next text reads, I don't want to die wondering what love felt like. I think I read that already. Sometimes I cry when he says, I love you, because I know I don't feel the same.
I need to have a conversation and stop playing with people's emotions.
You're looking to get Nelly Brown.
No, you need to have a conversation.
That's playful.
That's the consequence of being playful then.
Why would you say to me, sometimes I cry when he says, I love you, because I don't feel the same. Why would you play with somebody feelings like that?
She don't love him. She loved the things.
This is a convenient situation.
Right. She loved the things. She loved the gifts. She loves the cars. She loved the money.
But I wonder,
she loved the lifestyle.
I wonder if we would minus the things and the gifts.
She leaving. It serves no purpose.
But Kevin, some women taking care of dudes too, you know.
I'm not negating that.
Okay.
And niggas doing the same thing. Men are doing the same thing that these women are calling and saying they're doing. Men are living with their wives for survival purposes as well.
That We have a call. I can see if Chris can take that. And then this is my last text. I don't know how to break a heart that's never really been mine.
Y'all need to stop playing these games. Y'all need, you know, the key to success right now. Mm-mm. You know why people don't like me? I am one of the most brutally honest people you got.
Kevin, they don't like me either, I don't think.
If I could say what I wouldn't say, but I could say this. This is the nice way. I don't care about your feelings. I usually say I don't give a bleep right. about your feelings.
Right.
Because feelings are seasonal, they're fleeting.
Yes.
But the truth mm-hmm. will always be the truth, regardless of your gender, regardless of how you feel about the truth. It don't change the fact that
the truth.
It's the truth. You all need to have some adult, because these adults calling
these,
in.
These adults, these are no little children.
Y'all need, should be home. Y'all playing childish games.
The children should be home because this is an adult
y'all
show.
Playing childish. Y'all need to have a conversation. And tell this person, listen, buddy, these are my cards.
But Kevin, I've read about 14, 15 in text, right? We have 400,000 people in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Maybe let's say 150,000 were listening to the show. Let's say even 30,000 were listening to the show.
Uh-huh.
Are you telling me out of the 15, 16 texts that I've read,
all of them scared?
All of these people playing a game?
They scared. That's what I gathering right now.
Everybody playing?
They scared. They rather cheat. Then have a conversation.
But cheating is a serious expense.
No, it's not. Not by what we get in the day. Apparently, it's easier to cheat than to just say, hey, this ain't working the way you wanted to work. Let's put in some work to fix it.
Unbelievable. Ladies and gents, this has been another interesting conversation here on Kenny's 26.9. Kevin, you have the last 30 seconds.
Let me say shout out to my guys at B-Dox. I know you're listening inside and dorm. I appreciate that. Keep your head up. Time is a schoolmaster. And one day you can see the sun and feel the rain.
Ah, boy. This is another sexy, balmy Tuesday evening. This is Kendanique Campbell. And you're listening to Guardian Radio 96.9. We will be back next week, Tuesday. And maybe we'll have a different type of conversation. But for this evening... somebody loves you, honey. Get your popcorn. Get your wine. It's another sexy Tuesday. Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio, 96.9. Someone loves you, honey.